Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, we've been talking a lot about Aaron Judge's 61st home run today. It was last night against the Blue Jays. Joining us right now, he is, of course, part of the Action Network. He's also our go-to on any memorabilia-related questions. Darren Revelle, Action Network. Download the free Action Network app. Track all your wagering activity. Darren, it's always great to talk to you. And Seth and I have talked about this a few times today, so we've been looking forward to this conversation. How much money bounced off of the glove or the railing from Frankie Lasagna? That's the guy's name who missed out on that. Frankie Lasagna. How much money basically bounced off of his glove and into the bullpen last night?
Well, can you call me Tommy Parmesan?
Yes. I'm hungry.
Okay. Well, first of all, it wasn't that close. Okay. Let's call a spade here. Like, if you look at the speed of the ball and you look at how the ball was coming in, like, I don't see how he could have caught that ball. I just don't. I know that people are, but you know, it's probably $500,000.
Yeah.
And then the story of you've gone through the whole story of the bullpen, both Bushman and the bullpen, right? You've seen that whole thing.
I saw that. Well, Bushman is he's one of the coaches that was in the bullpen, and his wife is Sarah Walsh, right?
And she's in the hurricane. She's down in Florida going through the hurricane.
Yeah.
And she's tweeting out like that she's going to file divorce because he handed over the ball so quickly. and the other one that was great was she said when she met him, he asked her what her favorite movie was, and she told him 61.
Is that serious? Is that for real? Wow.
That's what she said.
Yeah, she said, oh, cool, he just handed that back without checking to see if our house is still here. I'd announce our divorce.
I mean, she was great. She was great last night. She was amazing.
Yeah.
So Sarah Walsh, the reporter for the for those of you that don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you guys want to go to Globe Life Park with me for the last couple games?
Is that where that's where the Yankees are playing? Okay, so that brings up a question. We can't because we got to cover the Texans, but otherwise we would love to go with you, Darren. That would be fun.
I'm thinking about going in the stands, but I'm worried about the violence that honestly I'd be much more comfortable down there in Texas than in the Bronx.
Yeah, for sure.
Darren, I'm not trying to present this like a conspiracy theory or anything. I think it may have just happened organically. But this keeps being talked about as him tying the AL home run record in such a way that is just so awkward and strange. Is it as simple as baseball writers are just sick of writing about the steroid era, and they don't want to say that, okay, this is the record, this is the unofficial non-steroid record.
Bonds and McGuire just happened to be in the National League.
And so right.
It's a convenient way to say it.
Yeah. They're making it more special because they want to delete McGuire and Bonds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more convenient given that, you know, you have Ruth at 60 and Maris at 61. You know, and I don't know. It's hard. It's hard, right? I mean, there's this guy Rick Probstein who sells about $150 million worth of stuff on eBay, and he does this thing every week with stock up, stock down, and he's like, "Hey, stock up, Barry Bonds, the real home run hit, the champion." I'm like, I don't know. Like, I would never buy any Barry Bonds, anything. Yeah, it is kind of weird. It's also weird how they don't tell the story. Like, So yesterday, like, I had like 15 people text me saying, there's no way that's Aaron Judge's mom. She's like 5 feet, four, whatever. I'm like, yeah, he's adopted. But yeah. Like, they don't tell that story. And you know, I think it's important to tell these stories, right? Like, you know,
it's a good advertisement for adopting kids.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. He got
hey!
He got adopted. I think he got adopted at like 10. Okay. He wasn't adopted at like, you know, but it's strange to, you know, yes, it is definitely uncomfortable with the home run era, the steroid era, the home run chase of 98. You know, the whole thing.
Well, ultimately, do you think, and it changes things because he's a Yankees player too, but if he gets a 60-second
his stuff is worth a lot more than any Maguire, Bonds,
yeah,
Sosa thing would just be. And people were fighting me on Twitter. I know what's new. People were fighting me on Twitter over me saying that Judge's 62 would be worth more than Pujols' 700. I'm like, are you kidding me? By a factor of 5.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I mean, it's not even close.
No, there's, yeah, the no home run record is just one of those hollowed things that's and a lot of people emotionally are going to look at this as the actual record, and
yes.
And the emotion is what people are motivated to buy on, at least with a lot of these guys, right?
Judge looks really nervous. I mean, he looked like he was going to throw up last night.
Well, he's probably happy it's over with. He went several days without getting to 61. We're talking to Darren Revelle of the Action Network. So, Darren, he hit his 61st last night. He's going to hit 62 at some point over these next few days, in all likelihood, and break the record. Which ball is worth more, the 61st or the 62nd?
The 62nd is worth more. The question is the 62nd possibly worth more than the final one, which would be the AL record?
Which would be the new number, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Sean's
and
theory.
I'm not sure. I'm actually not sure. It depends on how. So there's a offer out for 62 for $2 million.
Okay, well, there you go.
Sean's theory was that the number 61 is so hollowed now that
it's an iconic number. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 61. Did you see my Illuminati tweet last night?
No. What was it?
Oh, it was, I mean, I don't mean to pat myself on the back, although I often do. that Aaron Judge hit 61, 61 years after Roger Maris hit 61. In a place called Rogers Center.
Wow. Okay. The gods were all lined up. I'm watching the replay on the TV in our studio here. They're obviously on SportsCenter. They're showing it over and over and over again. It looked like it hit the rail, like it hit a rail and went in. And I'm just thinking, boy, if that, like the vertical rail of the outfield. And I'm thinking, man, if that thing just goes 2 inches to the left or 2 inches to the right, it's probably
someone's got it.
It's probably, well, yeah, and it's probably sliding in at people's knees in that front row underneath some seats, and it turns into a hell of a scrum right next to a railing that drops several feet down into a bullpen.
Oh my God! Yeah, no, there will be people. It's time to analyze. So they'll be back at Yankee Stadium, I think, right, to play the Orioles for a couple days.
Okay.
I don't know about the Rangers Park and like what it looks like, but it's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how that happens and the chase for that thing. And oh my God, it's, you know, it's unique, right? Because the ball is yours.
Yeah.
The ball is yours.
Has anybody clamored? It's a big world out here, and I'm guessing, has anybody clamored because the Yankees have clinched the AL East? They're probably going to be the 2 seed. As soon as the Astros win a game, they're the 2 seed. They can't change their playoff seeding or anything. Has anybody either A, called for Aaron Judge to sit the rest of the year because it would be better for the safety of the fans? or B, remember this, Darren? Remember when Keith Olbermann, I think it was, wanted Cal Ripken to sit and tie Lou Gehrig's record out of tribute? Has anybody called for that yet, do you think?
Yeah, I don't think so. And I think, you know, Keith calling for anything off his $10 million balcony in New York City is not going to resonate. But Yeah, no.
Hasn't stopped him before.
That is kind of funny. Has not stopped him before.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You got any good picks for the weekend, Darren, in the weekend of football?
I really like the Bengals tonight.
Yeah.
It's a sharper type pick, and it's like, okay, 3.5, and you're thinking about the Dolphins, and, who knows what's – after seeing what happened to Tua, I don't think he's going to be that good. And they're like, no, it wasn't a concussion. I'm like, it wasn't?
That's what we've been saying.
Like, it had all the signs of – like, that's not – that – oh, no, it was his back. No, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Just straight.
After the team said that he wouldn't return with a head injury, that was miscommunication.
An upper body injury above his chin. Like, what?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
I made that part up. But it was so confusing. It's like, I don't know. You guys are cheating right now.
Yeah, well, Darren, why would the team that tampered with Tom Brady and tampered with Sean Payton and may have incentivized their coach to tank games, why would that? Right. Why would we mistrust? Why would there be any mistrust with that team?
I'm going to change their name to Tamper Bay.
See? There you go. All right, Darren Revelle, Action Network, joining us for his weekly visit. Darren, really appreciate the insight. We've been talking about this home run throughout the morning, so appreciate the insight on that. We'll look forward to catching up with you next week, man.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
Thanks. Good stuff. Darren Revelle joining us here on Sports Radio 610. $500,000. I don't know. Like, he's right. I'm looking at the replay of the home run, and yeah, like, he, Frankie Lasagna, the guy with the glove on, that's his name. That's his real name. He didn't come close, mostly because he didn't stretch for it. Like, if he had stretched for it, he might have had a shot at it. I don't know.
How far was the drop down from where he was?
I got to look at that. I got to watch it again and see.
That's a hell of a – I'm not going down for $500,000, Sean, isn't worth being, paralyzed from the chest down.
I would say that's accurate. It's not.
Yeah.
All right. In the Loop is going to jump in with us in the next segment. Their take on that, would they paralyze themselves jumping down into a bullpen to catch Aaron Judge's home run ball?
The headline is awesome, yeah. Frankie Lasagna, who is a real person, almost caught Aaron Judge's 60.
That's his name.
Run.
Lopez was so giddy that was his name. So we'll talk to John and Landry in the next segment. Also, hey, real quick, they're going to be making an announcement on their show today shortly after 10 o'clock. The opening act for the 2023 Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo is getting announced shortly after 10 o'clock. John and Landry will have that announcement. So make a note, circle it. If you country music fans and rodeo fans, they're going to be announcing the opening act of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. In the Loop, guys, jump in with us for the toss next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.